Cinderella was a kind young woman. She had a loving heart. Life was not easy for her. She lived with her stepmother and stepsisters. They were not kind to her. They made her do all the chores. Cinderella never complained. She kept dreaming of a better life. She believed in magic. She knew that someday her kindness would be rewarded. Cinderella continued to be compassionate, even when faced with adversity. Cinderella's stepmother was a bitter woman. She was jealous of Cinderella's beauty. She made Cinderella wear rags. The stepsisters were no better. They were also cruel to Cinderella. They mocked her and made her feel small. Cinderella bore it all with grace. She never let their cruelty extinguish her spirit. Even in her darkest moments, she held on to hope. One day, there was an announcement. The prince was holding a grand ball. Every eligible maiden was invited. Cinderella longed to go. Her stepmother forbade her from going. She told Cinderella she was meant to stay home. Cinderella was heartbroken. Her dream seemed impossible. Just when all hope seemed lost, her fairy godmother appeared. She had heard Cinderella's heartfelt wish. With a wave of her wand, she transformed Cinderella's rags into a beautiful gown. The fairy godmother also turned a pumpkin into a carriage. Mice became horses and lizards became footmen. Cinderella was overjoyed. She was finally going to the ball, but she had to be back by midnight. Section 5. A Night of Wonder. Cinderella arrived at the ball. Everyone was mesmerized by her beauty. The prince was immediately smitten. They danced the night away. Cinderella was the epitome of grace and kindness. The prince found himself drawn to her charm. He had never met anyone like her. Section 6. The Stroke of Midnight. As the clock struck 12, Cinderella remembered her fairy godmother's warning. She rushed out of the ballroom. In her haste, she lost one of her glass slippers. The prince, desperate to find her, picked up the glass slipper. He vowed to find the mysterious maiden who it belonged to. Cinderella returned to her humble life, her heart full of memories. Section 7. A lost slipper, a found heart. The prince searched far and wide for the owner of the glass slipper. He went to every house in the kingdom. Finally, he arrived at Cinderella's house. The stepsisters tried to fit their feet into the slipper, but it only fit Cinderella. The prince recognized her instantly. Section 8. Kindness finds its prince. Cinderella and the prince were married. They lived happily ever after. Cinderella's kindness had been her greatest strength. It had led her to her true love. Cinderella never forgot the magic that had touched her life, and she always, always believed in the power of a kind heart.